It wasn't my record to have, and obviously I wanted to do it in a different time. It wasn't the greatest time to. I didn't think coach would be too happy at the moment, but he knew that life was obviously bigger, much more bigger than basketball, and obviously that's been in my mind for a while, and knew I wanted to leave it short a little bit, and obviously not make it too obvious, but that's something obviously I had in my mind the past couple games.
Jordan Bohannon tied the record, and then he missed free throw number 35 intentionally. Welcome in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, with you till about 6:25, give or take, tonight. We've got postseason basketball coming your way. Busy couple weeks here at KGYM. We want to make sure you're going to KGYMradio.com and getting the full schedule. That being said, it is a full complement for a Monday show. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, will be with us coming up in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. Cyclones have Oklahoma State tomorrow at Hilton Coliseum. You can hear that game right here on 1600 AM. Mac McCausland will be with us at 5 o'clock today. We'll preview Iowa's trip to the Big Ten tournament this week. Hawkeyes will play the first game of the tournament. They're going to take on Illinois in the 12-13 matchup. Will lead you down the path to, well, what the Hawkeyes need to do in order to get to the NCAA tournament. It's a gauntlet. They're on the side of the bracket with Michigan State, the number one overall seed. And Illinois isn't exactly the greatest matchup. But the field is set, and the Hawkeyes have a little momentum coming off of last night's 77-70 win over Northwestern, dominated by a missed free throw. The story that has circulated coast to coast at this point. Jordan Bohannon has been working diligently on Chris Street's consecutive free throws made record. Hadn't been getting to the line a whole lot the last month and a half. Finally got there last night. Tied the record right before halftime. Didn't get back to the free throw line until late in the second half. Front end of a 1-1 would have given him sole possession of the record. He short-armed it on purpose, pointed skyward, and the record remains Chris Streets. Not Chris Streets alone, but Chris Streets' record. And who knows, had he not been killed in that auto accident 25 years ago, how far beyond 34 free throws Chris Street could have taken the record. We'll hear what Jordan Bohannon had to say last night. Coming up in just a few minutes, classy kid. And I know a lot of people out there are saying if they were in his shoes, they would have done the exact same thing. That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. What would you have done in Jordan Bohannon's situation last night? Make the free throw or intentionally miss it? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. A cynic. Not that anybody here knows one of those.
Never met one.
Would say perhaps it's not the greatest way to honor a true competitor like Chris Street. Perhaps he wouldn't have appreciated someone intentionally missing a free throw. But the intent behind honoring Chris Street, I don't think anybody can argue with that. And to have it be Jordan Bohannon, who was born 4 years after Chris Street played his final game against the Duke Blue Devils, to have never met Chris Street, to have never seen him play, but to have that type of appreciation, that admiration for him. Fran McCaffrey last night said he's a member of the family, Chris Street is. And Chris Collins, appropriately enough, the Northwestern head coach on the sidelines, Chris Street hosted Chris Collins during his official visit to Iowa City. Chris Collins wound up going to Duke. But those two wound up being fast friends. He was unaware of the circumstances behind the free throw last night. He had some comments on Jordan Bohannon's actions as well. But we ask you tonight, put yourself in his shoes. Is there anybody out there who would have made the free throw? That's what I want to know. Who's got the guts to say they would have made the free throw? 319-366-1600.
Me.
You.
It's one of those situations where it's an 8-point game with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. Nothing has really gone well for you all season. And it's the second end of a free throw it's your second shot. You need all the points you can get at that point, and I probably don't have the awareness or the audacity to think, you know what, this is a time where I need to miss this free throw in order to preserve a record. So when I saw this, I thought that the situation behind him missing the free throw, a fairly close game down the stretch, kind of made it even more of, oh, wow, well, like a lot of people said, some things are bigger than basketball. And like you said, the cynic out there says one of two things. They say, well, maybe Chris Treat wouldn't have wanted it. But I think more along the lines of it was an 8-point game and things were close and maybe you needed that free throw.
It turns out that they didn't. By the way, if you follow me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp, you know I said Iowa as a 3.5-point favorite was money in the bank last night. First time I felt that way about an Iowa basketball game all year. Northwestern had, I believe, just 8 scholarship players, and Vic Law was out. He had a walking boot. He wasn't cleared to play. Northwestern was not winning a basketball game last night. They made a game of it. Actually, it finished with a better Big Ten record than the Hawkeyes. Everybody talks about Northwestern being the biggest disappointment in the league at 6-12, 15-16 overall as they head to Madison Square Garden. And speaking of Madison Square Garden, no matter how short Iowa's stay in New York City is this year, it's actually going to come in handy because Iowa announced today, as part of next year's 2K Classic Field, which is played at Madison Square Garden, they're going to be in the tournament along with Syracuse, UConn, and Oregon. So even if they go and get bounced by Illinois on Wednesday, they still are going to get a little experience in that building, and they will be playing in Madison Square Garden next year. I believe November 15th and 16th are the dates for the 2K Classic benefiting the Wounded Warrior Foundation next year. We've got a great giveaway for you all week long here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Tickets to WWE's Road to WrestleMania. It is Sunday at the U.S. Cellular Center. It's a 5 o'clock show. Big names coming to Cedar Rapids if you're a professional wrestling fan. Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Jinder Mahal, and the one and only Charlotte Flair, daughter of Ric Flair, who celebrated a birthday over the weekend. Glad that he is still with us. Tickets on sale now. You can get them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office or listen to this show all week long, and you can win with us. We're working on getting somebody from the WWE to join us. I put in a request for Charlotte Flair because I want to talk to her about her dad. I'm a huge fan, but we'll see who we get. Sami Zayn, Jinder Mahal, Randy. Oh, you know what? I'd love to talk to Randy Orton, too, because I liked his dad.
I met him one
Ace.
Time.
Cowboy Bob Orton.
Met Randy Orton at the chiropractor one time in St. Louis.
Oh, that's right. He's a St. Louis area resident, right?
Yeah, and he actually had a bunch of pictures in his car that he was ready to sign in case anybody recognized him.
Did he have any pictures of his dad? You should have said, I want a picture of your dad.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
Bob Orton. Cowboy Bob Orton. He had this cast on his arm. He hung out with Rowdy Roddy Piper, and then, as you would have expected with professional wrestling, eventually he turned on Rowdy Roddy Piper. Who could have seen it coming? Let's go to the phone lines, though. Before we hear from Jordan Bohannon after last night's game, we've got Richard, who's heading back from Chicago, wants to talk about the missed free throw last night. Richard, what's your take?
Well, I really admire what Jordan did. I think it's hard not to. Just a magnificent gesture. But my question is kind of a devil's advocate question. Would it have been even better if Jordan had missed the free throw before the one that he made to tie the record, so that the record could have been Chris's all by himself? Just wanted to throw it out there, see what you guys thought. I'll hang up the phone. Thanks.
All right, so there we're taking the question, and now we're putting another twist to it. It is Chris Treat's record.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't
think about
that.
There are now 2 names at the top of the record, both with 34 consecutive made free throws. And Jordan joked afterwards about his brother Jason, who holds the Wisconsin school record, which I believe was 39, and whether or not he could get a second run at breaking the record. I still think you get the same result if he gets to 34 again in the future. Let's go ahead here and, as we line up some more phone calls, 319-366-1600. This is, by the way, with the permission of the University of Iowa. I wanted to make sure that we could go beyond the 2 minutes here on this, and they said no problem. I want you guys to hear what Jordan had to say. He's a local kid, Marion native, Linmar product, right from our backyard, and just a tremendous, tremendous kid. Last night, they brought him into the post-game interview room where the only Fran and the opposing coaches normally sit at the table, just because the interest in this free throw was so big last night. And a very well thought out, put together address by Jordan Bohannon. He answers some questions here, including the thought process behind missing the free throw. So here's Jordan last night after Iowa's 77-70 win over Northwestern. It's a couple minutes long, and then we'll come back and get to some more phone calls. Would you have missed the free throw? 319-366-1600. Here's the man of the hour.
I guess take us through, not the make, but the miss. when did you decide you were going to miss it? And did you think about missing it before you tied it?
Yeah, obviously that was something I've had in my mind past couple games, actually past few couple months, because I really haven't gotten the free throw line that often these past few months. But I talked to my brother a little bit, and we had kind of the same agreement that it wasn't my record to have. And obviously I wanted to do it in a different time. It wasn't the greatest time to – I don't think the coach would be too happy at the moment, but he knew that life was obviously bigger, much more bigger than basketball. And obviously that's been in my mind for a while, and knew I wanted to leave it short a little bit and obviously not make it too obvious, but that's something obviously I had in my mind the past couple games. So.
So would you have done it under any circumstance?
You know, I had the conversation with my brother, and we kind of had the agreement again. Like, obviously, God's plan wasn't going to let that happen, and you saw that tonight. I missed it. We got the ball right back. So that just so shows you, I don't know if it was really destined to happen, but it just worked out like it should have.
You looked up two or three times. Were you looking for a signal or just a nod, or what did he do? So I kept looking.
Yeah. I was staring at my brother and my family, and they knew what I was going to do, and I just kept it the same plan like I always had. So
you felt all along, whenever it happened, it would be okay to miss.
Yeah,
like it didn't happen like in a tie game.
No, I trusted, like I said, I trusted God's plan, and I knew obviously Chris was looking down on us, and he wasn't going to let that happen either, get to that point, because obviously he didn't want me to miss a free throw and lose the game, because that's obviously what I've heard. It's not what his mentality was. And obviously saying life is a lot more bigger than basketball, and obviously I've gotten really close to Mike and Patty, and they're just obviously wonderful people, as you guys know, and be able to see them after the game and just have their support, it just means a lot.
Next time you get to 34, you're going to make it.
You know, that's what I said. I said I can always have a second chance at it, because they kept saying that, oh, we want you to break it, we want you to break it. So I still have a lot of basketball left, so we'll see.
Well, your oldest brother has the record at Wisconsin, and it's more than that, at 38, 39. So is he going to needle you a little bit that he still can't get me?
Yeah, he probably will a little bit, but he knows, like I said, what the record means. It deserves to stay in Chris's name, and obviously there'll still be a little fighting going on with our brothers with that record, but it doesn't mean too much to me. I know that where the record deserves to stand, and that's in Chris's name.
You never saw Chris play. I mean, well, why does this mean so much to you?
Just like I said, being really close to Mike and Patty these past couple years, I've met them at the scholarship dinner, and right from then I knew how wonderful, great people they were. Obviously, you wrote that book and starting to read it, and just listening to all these stories from everyone in the University of Iowa, just the kind of impact he had, and all these years later, for him to have that impact still, it just gets me a little emotional, just knowing what one player can do for an entire state, honestly, entire Midwest, and honestly, the entire country, to just know what kind of player he was and the kind of impact he had.
You weren't happy with your Minnesota performance. Can you kind of compare and contrast that game with tonight? Because tonight was about everything you wanted.
Yeah, it was really frustrating this past couple of games. Obviously, I haven't really been getting any open looks, and had a little sit down with Coach McCaffrey a couple of days ago, and he just his statement was just get my swag back, and that's what he told me right before the game again. And wasn't necessarily lacking a couple confidence, but just been frustrated with myself. But I just kept working, and it was nice to have one of these games going to the Big Ten tournament, and we know that we needed this performance to show what we're capable of doing down there.
You missed your first two threes. Were you thinking then that, oh, God, this is continuing, or did you?
Yeah. You know, obviously anytime you're a shooter and you miss your first couple shots, it's a little frustrating because obviously I want to make every shot I shoot, and there are open shots. You know, I was joking with my teammates. I was making more contested shots today than I was making my wide open shots. And so I was a little frustrated because I felt like I could have had a couple more threes get in, but my teammates did a really good job finding me the ball, and I just kept shooting. So,
which brother was it, the one you discussed it with?
Zach. Yeah, and I kind of had to talk with all my brothers, so they kind of all, like they always are, always in my ear, giving me advice. And but it was a mutual agreement. So,
what's the most free throws in a row you've ever made in any kind of competition?
I don't know about that. I know I used to shoot a lot of free throws with my dad. I don't know if I got up to 200 or something like that. But obviously, anytime you're shooting, you're a shooter, you're more than likely going to be a good free throw shooter. So that's something I've always prided myself in, getting to the line and be able to knock down the free points.
Was it hard to miss those games with an attempt in a free throw? Was that always on your mind? What, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's something I was talking to my family. Like, I haven't got to the free throw line, and I don't know, it feels like a year, honestly, because it's been, I don't know how many free throws I shot since tonight, but obviously it's, had this conversation with my roommate. I was saying, I don't know what to do when I get to this record. It's really stressing me out, and it's just been prolonging, but just glad it ended like it was supposed to.
How did it feel to miss it? I mean, when you were shooting it, you were aiming for something?
Yeah, I was like, please don't get mad at me, coach. Please don't get mad at me. And I knew he was going to get a little frustrated at me at first, but obviously he knows what the record means, and he was okay with it after the game.
That first one you shot after that, you almost missed that.
Yeah, yeah. I think I was just thinking about way too much over the record, but I was able to knock down those free throws, and those were big for the game, so yeah, able to put it away finally.
That's Jordan Bohannon after last night's 77-70 Iowa win. Hawkeyes finished the regular season 13-18, 4-14 in Big Ten play. And now it's off to Madison Square Garden, where the average distance from a Big Ten school, Madison Square Garden, average distance, 629 miles, according to people who have done the math on it and clearly are not fans of the conference playing their tournament at Madison Square Garden. Hawkeyes and Fighting Illini tipping at about 4:30 on Wednesday, so the game will be going on during this show. We'll do our best to work around it. LowTUSA.com, that's a website where you can go to learn about Mantality, a men's health clinic that's located in North Liberty. What do they do at Mantality? Well, they make men feel like men again. It's the best way to put it. If you're over the age of 40 or close to it, chances are you could be suffering from low testosterone. Maybe you don't even realize it. Every man has testosterone in their body. It's a naturally occurring chemical, but as you get older, or you go through some changes, that level drops off a little bit. Well, Mantality can treat you with a 90% success rate, raising those levels of testosterone back to healthy, normal levels. Best part is you're dealing with board-certified physicians. This is a trip to the doctor's office unlike any trip to the doctor's office you've ever been. I don't think they have any expired issues of People magazine laying around. Mantality, more information available to you if you wish to find it. Again, the website, lowtusa.com. We got a busy day. Postseason basketball underway. Some games already in the books. Postseason honors being handed out by the Big Ten. And a whole lot more to get to on our first Big Board update of the day. Kyle is itching to kick the studio door in. Plus, he got his fantasy football money today, so he's in a good mood. Back with more after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
426, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until about 6:30 tonight because of high school basketball. And it's going to be touch and go all week long here as far as how long we're on the air tonight. But it's not going to affect our typical Monday programming. We'll have John Walters and Mac McCausland with us. And we did have a couple people asking on the text line, shame on me for neglecting to mention this. I'm derelict in my duties. We will have the final, the 11th installment, the final Alex Kuhn Olympic update. And
were people asking about it?
I wish you could see Alex's face right now, folks, because it's a little, he's got a little hangdog expression going on here. I think he is sad that the Olympics have come to an end. So this will be the final update. He'll give you the medal count. He'll give you the last-minute stories over the weekend for the U.S., and then we're drawing the curtain on Pyeongchang.
So sad. Looking ahead to Beijing, though, in 2022, that's where the Winter Olympics are going to be. And I believe that's going to be the first nation to host both the Summer and Winter Olympics.
Well, the United States has had the Summer and Winter Olympics before.
Well, that's true.
Maybe not. Well, not in that. I was going to say not in
our first city. I
proximity.
Should say.
Maybe the city.
First city. That's what I meant.
There you go.
First.
Always
city.
Cover your tracks. That's good advice in sports talk radio and crime.
I misspoke.
If you're committing crimes or you're in sports talk radio, always cover your tracks. 428.
Should tell the college basketball coaches that.
Kyle, flush with cash. Just like Sean Miller in the Arizona program over here. I think Arizona was rolling a little higher than winning the interoffice fantasy football. Finally got the last person to cough up their money over the weekend, so everybody gets paid out. You got big plans for that money?
Not.
You spend it already?
You know, I'm not used to this type of wealth, so
yeah.
I could do so many things.
I almost went to the bank and got it all in singles so that you could just make it rain if you wanted to here in the studio.
I would have enjoyed that.
Now, it wouldn't have been even a shower.
I actually went to a bar recently and somebody was doing that and I was like, "Why are you doing that?" There are two
was
levels
it Randy
of the bar.
Orton again?
And no, they were okay. Just throwing singles off the side.
Every,
so smart.
Every Kuhn story to involve a professional wrestler from here on out.
I met Ric Flair. No,
Charlotte is on the
Charlotte
card.
Is her name the nature girl?
No.
Oh,
it's not.
That's disappointing.
Kyle is with us primarily to give you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes avoided the worst conference record in program history yesterday with a 77-70 victory over Northwestern. Jordan Bohannon had a team-high 25 points with 6 rebounds and 5 assists, but the highlight of the night was a shot that he missed late in the second half. With Iowa leading by 8 with just over 2 minutes left, Bohannon stepped to the free throw line with a chance to break the late Chris Street's consecutive free throw record, at which point he missed and pointed to the sky. He told the Big Ten Network, quote, "That's not my record to have." Megan Gustafson had 36 and 15 to help the Hawkeye women win their seventh straight, 75-62 over Indiana. She finishes her season leading the nation in scoring, fifth in rebounding, and third in field goal percentage. And today, the media named her the Big Ten Player of the Year. She and the Hawkeyes will have either Wisconsin or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament on Thursday. Junior Cole McDonald pitched 7 innings without an earned run yesterday in an 8-2 victory over New Orleans. After falling to Ball State on Saturday, 5 Hawkeyes had multi-hit performances on Sunday to move to 5-1. They host Cornell College tomorrow at 4. Iowa State fell to number 21 West Virginia on Saturday night, 85-70, but Lindell Wigginton looked okay with 29 points, and today he was named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year for the third time. We're going to be out at 6:25 today as we cover some Marion basketball. On 107.5 FM, the North Gym, we've got the girls against Fairfield from the state tournament. We've also got the boys in a sub-state final hosting Davenport Assumption on the South Gym and the Main Gym.
John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us in just a few minutes. Iowa State on the road this past weekend, losing to West Virginia in Morgantown. Iowa State will take on Oklahoma State tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. You can hear it right here on 1600 AM KGYM's historic main gym frequency. Don't forget, we've got a chance for you to win tickets to WWE's Road to WrestleMania this Sunday night at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. You'll pick these tickets up at the Cell Center Sunday night prior to the event. Kyle's going to put those tickets in your hands sometime between now and, let's say, 5:30. We'll make you wait for about an hour through Mac McCausland. Can't get to Mac before we talk with John. He's up next.
We're going to get to a bottom-of-the-hour sports beat, which is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Ugh! Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. This is both easy and peasy. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment for tires or maintenance at LinderTire.com. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Right on their reputation for integrity and excellent service.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
The gentleman's game, the greatest example of a sport where etiquette is expected, manners are mandatory, and everybody cheers for everybody. Sometimes it seems like it's one step away from everybody gets a trophy and nobody keeps score. It's like T-ball, but it's the other sport with a ball and a tee. It's golf. I've often wondered what it would be like if galleries acted in real life like they did in Happy Gilmore. Heck, if golfers acted like Happy Gilmore. Honestly, I'd be more into watching golf, though I know that what I'm explaining will never be a reality. That would be way over the top. Kind of like a fan getting ejected for verbalizing something a golfer doesn't want to hear. No, nothing about that golfer's wife, mom, or sister, but telling that golfer's tee shot to get in a bunker. Now, I know we don't want people rooting against people in golf. That would be awful. But for Justin Thomas, who hit the ball, to turn to the guy who didn't say a thing in his backswing, by the way, and tell him he's gone? That's ridiculous. He said, get in the bunker. Thomas said, go home. Which is worse. In 60 seconds, goosebump-inducing events you have to know about.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. Did you know that with the Loan-A-Tool program at AutoZone, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get 5.25 ounces of Lucas Complete Field Treatment for $4.99 each, or two for $8. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I hope you caught these stories. Yeah, it couldn't have been easy to lace up the skates and play, but Marjorie Stoneman Douglas's high school hockey team did, just days after 17 loved ones died in a horrific school shooting. They played and won a top statewide hockey championship in Florida. Talk about character and toughness. Wow. Yesterday in Iowa City, Hawkeyes basketball player Jordan Bohannon steps to the line having made 34 straight free throws. The next one would be 35 and break the record held by Iowa legend Chris Street. Street died in a car crash in 1993. Bohannon's an Iowan. He knows all about Chris Street. He missed the record-breaking free throw on purpose. Street's parents were there. The tears were flowing and said Bohannon, that record deserves to stay in his name. Just thought you ought to know about those sports stories. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
For a limited time, Wendy's Quarter Pound Double Stack is just $1. That's right, a tasty two-story tower of melty cheese made with fresh, never-frozen beef for just $1. And since Wendy's Double Stack has a whole quarter pound of beef, it's the best double cheeseburger you can get for just $1. But a deal this big doesn't come around every day. So get a quarter pound double stack at Wendy's, because it won't be a dollar forever.
Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada at participating Wendy's.
This ad is 30 seconds long.
there really aren't a lot of things you can do in 30 seconds. Unless you are using QuickBooks Smart Invoicing, then here are three things you can do. Invoice 1. Send. Invoice 2. Send. And Invoice 3. Send.
Use QuickBooks Smart Invoicing and get paid twice as fast with a Pay Now button right on the invoice. QuickBooks. Backing you.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
4:36, welcome back. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Breaking news out of the state of Colorado. Hardly breaking news. I think most people probably saw this coming, but Colorado State has announced that former Iowa State men's basketball coach Larry Eustace will not be returning to coach the program anytime soon. He had been out indefinitely after the second round of allegations about player treatment and his conduct came up. So Larry Eustace officially out at Colorado State. More on that as it develops. Postseason awards coming out for the Big Ten men and women. We will get you updated on that on our next round of Big Board updates coming up at the top of the hour. And remember, your chance to win tickets to WWE Road to WrestleMania coming to the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids Sunday night at 5 o'clock. We're going to give those tickets to you sometime in the next 50 minutes. John Walters joins us as he does every Monday. His appearance sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. John, fresh off a road trip to West Virginia over the weekend. Not the results Cyclone fans were hoping for, but when the bench is that thin, what do you expect? Right, John?
I was pleased with the effort. You know, I mean, knowing that Kansas State had gone in there, which is a pretty good team, and got beat by 37, and Texas had gone in there, another probably NCAA tournament team, and got beat by 35. I mean, it can happen, and it's happened to Iowa State before in that building. And, you know, who knew what to expect? You know, I mean, with that short of a bench, as you mentioned, I mean, just hanging in there, having an opportunity is really all you can ask. And these guys, they really battled. And you know, tie game with a couple minutes to go in the first half, and a little, you know, as been a Achilles heel for this team this season. They had a hard time closing the first half strong, and that has really hurt them in a lot of games this year, just those last couple minutes of the first half, and ends up being a 9-point lead, and then West Virginia stretched it out a little bit. But I don't know. I mean, I just I saw a lot of fight. I saw a lot of guys out there having fun playing the game and diving on the floor for loose balls, and it was just – it was fun to see them make that kind of effort, and you could tell they were tired. I mean, it was hard for them to keep their legs, and West Virginia's pressure is pretty intense, but the Cyclones only turned it over 8 times, did that in both games against West Virginia this year. So impressed in a lot of ways with what they did, but obviously you wanted to win, and now back home to try to get one on senior night.
You mentioned not knowing what to expect, and the injuries are piling up, and the fatigue, like you said, starting to pile up. But with Donovan Jackson missing from action in the game against West Virginia, and Nick Weiler-Babb and Solomon Young shut down, is that effort and intensity really the only thing you can ask for from this team at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Coach Prohm had a good message for those guys going into the game that his expectation doesn't change the way they carry themselves and the way they compete and the way they play. And that's regardless of if they have 6 guys, 8 guys, 10 guys, it doesn't matter. And I think those guys carried themselves that way, and it was good to see. Now, you know, could they have executed a little bit better and maybe been in the game a little bit longer? Yeah, absolutely. But I think when you get tired, some of those things happen. And again, you mentioned 3 names, and those are really 3 of Iowa State's top players, none of them available. Hans Brace, you know, gave it a shot, but, you know, he is so limited right now in what he can do. Hadn't played in 5 games and only was able to go 6 minutes. So essentially you were playing practically with 6 guys. And, you know, that's not the perfect recipe to go in against their up-tempo style and full-court pressure, and that's just a lot to ask. And so You know, I think a lot of positives came out of that game. It showed they're going to compete and they're going to fight all the way through to the end of this season, whenever that may be. Saran Talley, to be able to do what he did, I thought was really impressive. I mean, you're talking about a guy at 6'7", that when Cameron Lard has to come out of the game, all of a sudden becomes the tallest player. So he's essentially your backup center. He's also your backup point guard. When Lindell Wigginton goes out of the game, he's the guy doing all the ball handling. I mean, how many guys in America are the backup center and the backup point guard? Not many. That's bringing back some Magic Johnson memories. But Talley has really, really improved, and he played the whole 40 minutes in that game. And so, I mean, there's definitely some things. Terrence Lewis going in there as a freshman, making his first start, scoring 12 points. I thought he did some good things. Lindell Wigginton certainly on that stage again, comes up big and played very well. Lots of good things to hang your hat on from that game. Unfortunately, a win wasn't one of them.
The voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, with us, as he is every Monday during football and basketball season. Tomorrow is for the seniors, so you just brought up the freshmen. Let's talk a little about Terrence Lewis before we move on to Oklahoma State tomorrow night. You said you saw some things that you liked from him. Gets into double figures with 12 points, knocked down 3 three-pointers. What specifically about his game did you enjoy over the weekend?
Well, he just looked more relaxed. You know, I think with Terrence, he's had that deer in the headlights look a lot of times this season. And paralysis by analysis, if you will. He's thinking too much. You know, he's out there, you know, when you're in high school and everything's just in a flow and things seem to come easy and defending and there aren't all the rules and principles that there are at the college level. You know, here's a guy that shot 50% or more from the three in high school, better than 50% as a high school player. And then, you know, he comes into college with a reputation as a really good shooter. And I watched him, you know, in the summer workouts and stuff like that. He just looked really good, you know, running the floor really well and knocking down shots and good size. And, you know, I just think that once the season started, he kind of, it was tough for him. The adjustment, all that was being asked of him, he had a hard time adjusting to it. But now, I think he's relaxing a lot more and just going to kind of letting his game come to him. And he still has an awful long way to go. And Coach Prohm made that point today at the press conference that, you know, there's still some things defensively that he needs to get caught up on. And, you know, offensively too, just what's a good shot, what isn't, at different times in the shot clock. A good shot, a shot with 5 seconds on the shot clock is different than a shot with 24 seconds on the shot clock. And Terrence needs to understand that. And so, you know, there's some things that he can grow, but his attitude's been really, really good, and I think Coach Prohm likes what he's seen of him lately. And, you know, obviously he's getting these minutes because of the circumstances, but to make the most of them is really a good thing, and hopefully that's something that can help him going forward because he's determined to become a good player at Iowa State, and I'm hoping that'll happen for him.
So let's talk about Donovan Jackson for just a second. Senior night coming up at Hilton Coliseum against Oklahoma State, and the performance that he had last Wednesday against TCU was absolutely incredible, considering the circumstances of coming back after the death of his father. What kind of send-off does he deserve, and how is he going to be remembered?
Well, I think he deserves a great send-off. You know, the hard part for him is that he really hasn't practiced. You know, I mean, he was gone. He came back. He played that TCU game. As you mentioned, that was pretty amazing for him to score 27 with that heavy heart. And you know, got back in the car and went right back up to Milwaukee. They had the funeral over the weekend. So, you know, while everybody else has been part of the team here in the last week, he's only been here for that one game, and it's been tough for him. And now, you know, he's just getting back today. So, you know, he's not going to be a guy that has a lot of practice time put in for this game. But he's always performed well against Oklahoma State, had a good game. In fact, his career high, 30, at Oklahoma State earlier this year. So, you know, hopefully he can turn the switch and go out there and play well tomorrow night. I'm sure it's going to be very emotional for him. You're going to have, you know, all his family members there except for his dad, obviously. And, you know, they're all together. They have been all together for the last few days up in Milwaukee for the funeral. Now they'll all be together in Hilton Coliseum. And I'm sure that, you know, he's going to be going through the widest range probably of emotions that just about any player possibly could. But you talk about what he'll be remembered for. I think with Donovan, it's big shots and big moments. You know, the big corner three to put away the game in Allen Fieldhouse last year and snap their 51-game home court winning streak at Allen Fieldhouse was huge. Big shots, in the Big 12 tournament down in Kansas City to help Iowa State win that championship. Big shots against Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and TCU. Just, you know, when the moments were big, Donovan has been able to come up with some really big shots and never is afraid to shoot it. You know, is always looking for his shot, hunting his shot, and that's what you want him to do. That's his value to this basketball team. You want him hunting his shot. And the other night he was really hunting it against TCU and maybe put up a couple bad shots, but you understood it under the circumstances. And I think, you know, it'd be great to see him go out with a win tomorrow night and for Hans Brace and Jeff Beverly too. But, you know, for Donovan, a two-year career where he came in thinking that, you know, Monte Morris might go on to the NBA and Nazmi Trulong is done with his career. Well, all of a sudden, Monte comes back and Naz gets an extra year of eligibility after his injury, and all of a sudden you're not part of the starting lineup, which I think Donovan was probably anticipating when he came to Iowa State. And so, you know, for him to understand that and accept being a valuable guy off the bench a year ago and now moving into the starting lineup this year, I just think there's a lot of appreciation among the coaching staff for what Donovan's done for this program.
6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night at Hilton Coliseum. We'll have John's call on 1600 AM. The last time these two teams played together, it was early January. It took overtime in Stillwater for the Cowboys to pull out the win. What are your expectations tomorrow night in the rematch?
I think another really close game. You know, I mean, Oklahoma State has a ton to play for. I mean, they are, you know, you look at their record and you think they're probably not an NCAA tournament team, and maybe right now they aren't, but when you're talking about wins over quality opponents, they beat Florida State earlier this year. They won at West Virginia. They won at Kansas. They beat Texas Tech. They have five wins over AP top 25 teams at the time of those games. So, I mean, their resume as far as quality wins stacks up there with a lot of people. And so they're going to be really, really ready to play this game, and they know what's on the line for them. Iowa State had won 10 straight over Oklahoma State before losing that game, and that was a tough one to lose because the Cyclones were up 8 with about 3 minutes to go in regulation and couldn't close the deal in Stillwater. And I think their season might be a little different if they had been able to win that first road game in the conference and kind of take it from there and see where it could take them. But they've not been able to win road games since then. And so, you know, I anticipate a good game, entertaining game. The first game was high scoring. It was back and forth, had a lot of pace to it. I anticipate more of that tomorrow night. And Oklahoma State really gets out and pressures the guards, which, you know, it's up to Iowa State to take care of the basketball and not turn it over. But if they can do that and they can get through some of those double teams and some of those traps, they can get some good clean looks and make some shots. And so I think it'll be a very fun basketball game for people to watch. And I hope a great crowd is at Hilton Coliseum to see those seniors off.
John, before we let you go, I got to ask you about the big news over the weekend. Tom Manning leaving Iowa State for a shot at the NFL. What does this do to Matt Campbell's staff moving forward?
Well, that's going to change it a little bit for sure. And I'm happy for Tom. It's one of those, what's the emoji? You're laughing and you're crying at the same time. That's how I feel, because I'm really sad to see him go, because I loved working with him and a great offensive mind and just a fun guy, good sense of humor. But a very, very valuable member of Matt Campbell's staff. But Matt's got a good plan in place. He always has, and he will continue to do that. He's not going to get caught off guard by these things. And you want for your guys to get those opportunities in their careers. And so I'm sure Matt's very happy for Tom, and we're all excited for him. But he's definitely going to be missed. He was a guy that really stepped in and did a nice job. If you look at these two offenses that he ran, they're two of the better ones that Iowa State has had, and he didn't necessarily do it with all the pieces in place. And so as this program continues to grow, I think there's more weapons at the disposal of the incoming offensive coordinator than there was for Tom. And so I anticipate that Matt will move forward quickly on this. There's a lot of talk about Jeff Myers, who's a grad assistant on the staff right now and has worked with Tom for the last 3 years. Being the potential guy to move into that spot, I think he'd be a great choice. But then you got to figure out the offensive coordinator part of the equation too. So we'll see what happens there. But Coach Campbell is a guy that is very much in the moment, but also has an eye on the big picture. And I don't think he'll be caught off guard by this at all. And hopefully he'll find some quality guys to move into those spots.
All right, John, we're joining you up at 5:30 tomorrow for part of the pregame before tip-off, Iowa State-Oklahoma State Senior Night at Hilton Coliseum. We appreciate it as always. Thanks for the time.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, guys.
John's appearance with us weekly, sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And tough game for the Cyclones tomorrow night, but they took Oklahoma State to overtime on their floor, so now Iowa State's got home court advantage tomorrow night. That's one way to look at it, and I completely agree with him. Tom Manning, a big loss for that Iowa State football program, did a really nice job with that offense. You sort of knew he was going to get another job offer. I thought maybe a college job, but he leaves to join the Indianapolis Colts. So congratulations to Coach Manning, and we'll see what the Cyclones do as far as a replacement for him. John mentioned a couple names there.
I think that this might actually completely reopen the quarterback job as well. I know Kyle Kemp is returning, but new offensive coordinator comes in, and they want to bring in their guy to play the quarterback position. It's going to be a fun fall spring and then fall camp for Iowa State to see who will be the signal caller next year. But I do agree. Tom Manning did a great job in his time at Iowa State, and now we'll see if he can do it in the NFL.
88-71 on the Hurtine and Stocker text line. I know a guy who's retired who has pretty good connections and knowledge of the Big 12. Hashtag Greg Davis. I don't think that's going to be Matt Campbell's first call, 88-71. We appreciate you listening in. You can give us your 2 cents on the Hurtine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. That's Hurtine and Stocker Jewelers, located in downtown Iowa City at 101 South Dubuque Street. 70 years, they've been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler. Stop on in and find out why. 4:53, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, Kyle will have you up to date with all of the latest breaking news on our next Big Board update. Mac McCausland talking Hawkeyes and more as we kick off hour number two. WrestleMania, road to WrestleMania tickets on tap for you tonight as well in the next 35 minutes. A whole lot to get to before we part ways this evening at 6:25. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. Did you know that with the Loan-A-Tool program at AutoZone, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get 5.25 ounces of Luca's Complete Field Treatment for $4.99 each, or two for $8. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know what makes a great retirement plan? A great tax plan. Do you have one? I'm Craig Adamson with True Wealth Stewardship. Let's get together and draw up a comprehensive tax plan that makes the most of the money you've worked so hard for this year. Visit TrueWealthStewardship.com to learn more. Then contact me, and we'll huddle up before April 15th.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor, and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
Get ready for WWE Live's Road to WrestleMania. Finally this Sunday at 5 at U.S. Cellular Center.
This is my championship. Come take it from me.
See AJ Styles defend the WWE Championship in a 2-on-1 handicap match with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Plus, Randy Orton, Royal Rumble winner Shinsuke Nakamura, Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, and more. Don't wait. Great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Welcome back in. It's a quick in, quick out. Mac McCausland just minutes away talking Hawkeye basketball as Iowa gets ready to take on Illinois at the Big Ten tournament later this week in Madison Square Garden. Before we can get to Mac, we got to get through another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes avoided the worst conference record in program history yesterday with a 77-70 victory over Northwestern. Jordan Bohannon had a team-high 25 points with 6 boards and 5 assists, but the highlight of the night was a shot that he missed late in the second half. With Iowa leading by 8 with just over 2 minutes left, Bohannon stepped to the free throw line with a chance to break the late Chris Street's consecutive free throw record, at which point he missed and pointed to the sky. He told the Big Ten Network, quote, "That's not my record to have." Megan Gustafson had 36 and 15 to help the Hawkeye women win their 7th straight, 75-62 over Indiana. She finishes her season leading the nation in scoring, 5th in rebounding, and 3rd in field goal percentage, and today the media named her the Big Ten Player of the Year. Kathleen Doyle was also named 2nd Team All-Conference by the coaches. And those honors came out for the men as well. The Hawkeyes had nothing to celebrate. Keita Bates Diop of Ohio State was the Player of the Year, and Jaron Jackson from Michigan State was Defensive Player of the Year and the Freshman of the Year. Junior Cole McDonald pitched 7 innings without an earned run yesterday in an 8-2 victory over New Orleans. After falling to Ball State on Saturday, 5 Hawkeyes had multi-hit performances on Sunday to move to 5-1. They host Cornell College tomorrow at 4. We're going to be out at 6:25 today as we cover some Marion basketball on 107.5 from the North Gym. We've got the girls against Fairfield from the state tournament, and we've also got the boys in a sub-state final hosting Davenport Assumption on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
The Big Ten's also announced the pre-seeds for the Big Ten wrestling tournament. No surprise here, but Iowa's Michael Kemmerer is going to be the number one seed at 157 pounds. He's actually sharing the number one seed with Jason Nulf of Penn State. A couple other Hawkeyes are going to be 2 seeds, Spencer Lee at 125, Brandon Sorensen at 149, and Alex Marinelli at 165. So the Big Ten Wrestling Tournament set to get underway in East Lansing, Michigan State, hosting this season. We're going to talk hoops, not wrestling, with Mac McCausland. He joins us next right here on KGYM.